Auctions are fascinating enough in the North Country. The rat-a-tat chatter of the auctioneer, the stuff for sale, cows, trucks, all the contents of someone's house. Well, this Saturday in Potsdam, there's going to be a pretty cool auction. They're selling the Declaration of Independence. Yeah, you heard right. A newly discovered copy of the Declaration of Independence. When, in the course of human events, something like this comes to Potsdam, we gotta have the backstory on today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Wednesday, November 8th. First up, election results. We have the full list on our website, ncpr.org. Republican Gary Pasqua is St. Lawrence County's new district attorney. Marianne Ashley is Canton's new town supervisor. Messina has a new one, too, Democrat Stephen O'Shaughnessy. Watertown City Council will have two political rookies, Lisa Ruggiero and Ryan Henry Wilkinson. In Clinton County, Democrat Patty Waldron held off a challenge from her predecessor and former high school teacher, Bob Butler. And the Adirondacks Land Bank passed. We have full results and the stories behind the results at ncpr.org. A newly discovered copy of the Declaration of Independence will be auctioned off at Blanchard's in Potsdam on Saturday. It's one of only five of the Holt broadsides. It's one of only five of the so-called Holt broadsides known to survive. It's expected to fetch $1 million. In July 1776, Manhattan printer John Holt published 500 copies of the then freshly minted Declaration of Independence. And one copy was delivered to Colonel David Mulford, a regimental leader in East Hampton, Long Island. And that's the one up for sale Saturday. It remained in the family for more than two centuries. The unnamed sellers are descendants of Colonel Mulford, and they live here in the North Country. And that's how this auction came to be here in Potsdam. Auctioneer Kip Blanchard says he's been preparing for Saturday's auction since last spring. He spoke with Todd Moe.
This is above and beyond anything else that we've ever had the opportunity to sell. Nothing like this has ever been sold in northern New York. Outside of the major auction houses in New York City, this just doesn't exist. Something at auction like this 30 or 40 years ago would have had to been done in a major metropolitan area. Today's day and age, it really doesn't matter where you're located. And that being said, we looked long and hard and we looked at all the different options and the best way to sell this, and should we do it in East Hampton, where most of these documents are from? Should we go to New York City? Should we do it down there? Should we do it in the Capital District? And you know, it really said, you know, this is a North Country thing. The documents have spent the last 50 years or more here in the North Country. We're from the North Country. We can do it right here and do just as well as anywhere else in the country. So I feel very confident about that. We've had a great response. We've got everything from museums to private collectors to historical document dealers that have made inquiries, requested catalogs, viewed it online, lots of questions. It's a tough thing to put a value on. In 241 years, there has never been a John Holt printing of the Declaration of Independence sold. Even the Library of Congress doesn't own one.
The value of stuff like this, you know, antiques go up and down and up and down over the years. But does this sort of, do these things always hold their value, that sort of thing? Is it American history?
It is American history, and there's a lot of people that really, truly love this American history. It's always difficult to put a value on something that there's never been one sold, just quite like it. There's other printings of the Declaration that may be more popular, condition, and all of those things that play a factor in price. You know, rarity, condition, desirability, these are all things that would play a factor here. And there's never been one offered for sale of the Holt printing that we're aware of. There's four others that exist. There's been other printings of the Declaration that have sold. There was the Dunlop printing that was sold in the year 2000, and it sold at Sotheby's for $2.1 million. It sold about 13 or 14 years later and it went up in value, and it brought $8.2 million. And since then, it's sold again privately to a private collector for $23 million. So there's a declaration there at one of the Dunlop printings that in the last 17 years has changed hands three times, and from $2 million to $8 million to $23 million. What is it going to be worth down the road? We don't know. You know, what really is exciting to me is to have something to offer to for sale that so many people would love to own, and only one is going to be able to buy it. And I spoke to a hedge fund guy in New York the other day who called inquiring about the auction, and his comment to me was, who wouldn't want to buy the Declaration of Independence if they could?
How about logistics for Saturday?
Logistics. That's been a big thing. You know, our typical auctions that we do are so different, the type of work and pre-sale setup and what we do. This one has been much different. Everything from coordinating the security to the wire transfer and trying to accommodate potential buyers that are either flying in or coming in for the sale and accommodate them in different ways to make them feel welcome and answer those questions. So it means an awful lot more office work, phone calls, behind the scenes work that nobody sees. It's not our typical auction pre-sale setup or, you know, getting geared up for a sale, that's for sure.
Are people going to be able to come in before the sale and take a look at it?
You've they are. To, so yeah. we do have, we will have the documents brought in for the day of the sale. We do have security arranged. We do have the doors opening up at 9:30 that morning. The doors will open up for viewing. The actual auction is going to be the shortest part of this whole process. And even if I stretch it out, it won't take more than 10 minutes.
That's auctioneer Kip Blanchard speaking with Todd Mohm. Again, Saturday morning's auction at Blanchard's Auction Service in Potsdam starts at 11 in the morning. Doors will open at 9:30 if you want to get a look. And the whole thing is going to be streamed live on Facebook. There are photos and more on our website, ncpr.org. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.